Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This is a different kind of show. G-rated. Real G-rated. We're going to be talking about cartoons. I'm with Pastor Butch Hartman, creator of Fairly Odd Parents on Nickelodeon. You were on Nickelodeon 20 years. 20 years. And now, folks, born again Christian in the year 2000, and he's created his own cartoon or network. Is it a network? The Garden cartoon?
The Garden is a new cartoon I've created. In fact, this is it right here. This is The Garden, and it is a Christian cartoon straight up. It teaches kids the gospel. This is Lenny the Lion. This is Lucy the Lamb. And they live and work in a miraculous garden where God comes down every day, and he teaches them. He gives them a task to do or an assignment, and they always get it wrong because they're young. And so it's through a scripture or original song they learn how to do it a lot better. And we are just out there right now in the Christian marketplace. We just launched about a year ago, and we are just really, really climbing up. People are finding us. We want to be the next VeggieTales. We admire what VeggieTales did, and we think there needs to be more amazing Christian content out there. And this show is funny. Not only does it teach the Bible, but it's funny. It looks great, and anyone can enjoy it. I think if you're a parent or a grandparent out there, please check out The Garden Cartoon. We're on the website. Thanks for putting that up. It's gardencartoon.com. And we have games on there. We have Bible study. We have the episodes. We have an app, the Garden Cartoon app. You can find us on the app store.
So you have like workshops on here.
The workshops, yeah, they're like it's like a Bible study sort of little program on the app that we have. It's really cool. We'll be adding more stuff onto the website soon, where you can just let your kids spend all day on the website, watch cartoons, get lessons. It'll be really a lot of fun once we get it built to the way we want it to be.
So I would imagine like working in Nickelodeon for 20 years. I mean, there's a lot, and we're not going to really touch on this too much because I want to stay positive, but there has been a documentary out about Nickelodeon and child stars. And there's a lot of dark stuff surrounding that. Would you being involved in that 20 years in Nickelodeon, and then now you're doing Christian cartoons. I mean, yeah, well, did that kind of push you into this? Were you kind of like, man, I'm done with this stuff. I want to go a different direction.
No, it was not. There was nothing like that. You know, I had nothing but a great time at Nickelodeon. It was a wonderful place to work. I was in the animation end of things. And so I just really with animation, what you do is you stay in your room and you work all day. And you know, it's just pretty much you by yourself. You're not dealing with live actors very often. You do have voice actors and recording sessions and things. But we had such a blast making some hysterical, funny cartoons with Cosmo and Wanda and all the characters on the Fairly Odd Parents. And it lasted from 2001 until 2018 with original episodes. And the show's still rerun now. And we have a brand new reboot we're doing now. The Fairly Odd Parents, A Brand New Wish. It's coming out this spring. So we're excited about that, too.
So being a cartoonist, I mean, that's just, I remember when I was a kid, I really wanted to do that stuff. That's like, what was my dream job?
You could have been the most toughest cartoonist.
So like, do you have 100% creative control, or do people come in and say, nah, we want it like this, you got to do it like that? Or do you have 100% creative control of what you're doing?
It really depends on the show you're making, whether it's live action or animation. I had 100% control up to a point where the network would like to, basically the network wants a show that works and they want to move on to the next show. So if you're doing great and you're a hit show, they'll leave you alone pretty much. But you do got to run your scripts by them and your stories by them. They have a standards and practices board. They go, oh, yeah, okay, is this joke going to work? Is this joke going to fly? Things were a lot different 25 years ago, of course. And so, but, you know, they just want to make sure you're not doing something that's completely out the window that they can't air. I mean, they're paying for your show, so they want to make sure that they can air it. And we really had pretty much creative control as long as we stayed within a few parameters. Like, you can't have a kid jump through a plate glass window. You can't use guns, stuff like that. So we had to find creative ways around that. Like, we had one episode that was a Western, but we couldn't use guns. So we used squirt guns, you know, things like that. So we would do, you know, stuff like just a lot safer for kids.
I like the message of the garden cartoon. I mean, God comes down every day, correct? Every day. And that's amazing. What is, let me ask you this. I mean, there's so much stuff being pushed on the youth these days. A lot of parents, especially in the school systems, in the cartoons. I mean, do you believe in the predictive programming and subliminal messaging in today's cartoons? Or is that a reality? Is that real or is that just conspiracy?
That's a good question, because I never put subliminal stuff in my shows. I mean, I never tried to anyway. And I wouldn't really know if it's true, because if it's subliminal, I don't know, obviously, because it's, you know, it's hidden. So what I would just do, most people that I know, and everybody I know, works as hard as they can to make the best show that they can. I do think that entertainment is an extremely powerful medium, obviously. So what goes into the eye gates and ear gates of your children, when it's on a phone, like, you know, like this, when it's on a phone like that, it's a very, very, huge responsibility, because, you know, I remember watching, you know, talk shows back in the day where an actor would be out in the talk show saying, here's my new movie, but my kids can't see it. It's rated R, right? And stuff like that. So I never wanted to be a person like that who couldn't have his kids see his stuff that he was making, because I want my kids to participate in what I do. So I wanted to make stuff, this is just me now, only for me, I wanted to make stuff that was a little more family oriented, you know?
You know, like in the era that we're living in now, it's like, you can't really, you know, in my opinion, and if I had kids, I wouldn't want them, I wouldn't want to homeschool them. I mean, you can't really trust the media, school systems, or even science. To me, the agenda is real obvious and very strong. Is your mission to combat this or have some kind of alternative to the school propaganda against our children's young developing minds?
My only goal is to create amazing content that's high quality, that's competitive with anybody else out there, that a family like, you know, you, if you ever have children, or if you know, anybody out there who's a father or mother, they would feel safe putting their children in front of. That's my goal. And so as long as I can go to bed at night going, you know, I did my best, I made sure that was a safe show. And I don't mean boring. When I say safe, I don't mean boring. There's a ton of great content out there you can watch that's safe, but it's not boring. It's really well written. It's well made. And I want to make sure that we put stuff out there that is super high quality, that could be competitive. So that's my only goal.
So what exactly does a Garden Network cover? I mean, it's just cartoons, correct? It's just cartoons, but there are workshops.
Yeah, well, the Garden Network isn't a network. It's a cartoon only right now. It's the Garden Cartoon. So what we cover the Bible every day on the show. Lenny the Lion and Lucy the Lamb, and I'll bring them up here one more time. They will, like I said, they get an assignment from God every day, and they call him the boss. Hi, boss, because they work for him. And so every day they'll have an assignment, like they got to go. There's a pirate that shows up, and they got to go find buried treasure. So they find the treasure, but then the pirate wants to keep it all, and they encourage him to give it to someone who needs it, because it's about giving in that episode, you know. And so, and then we'll come to the scripture, Luke 6:38, that says, "Given it shall be given to you." And we have a song, and every episode has an original song. Because I grew up watching a show called Schoolhouse Rock when I was a young kid, and Schoolhouse Rock taught you about, you know, a noun is a person, place, or thing, and I'm just a bill, I'm only a bill, conjunction, junction, all those different songs. And they really stuck with me as a kid. They taught me a lot in school. So I want to make sure that kids can learn scripture through songs that they memorize. And so I think it's a lot of fun. And this show, it's like the Fairly Odd Parents with scripture in it. It really is. It's just a blast to watch. And it's for kids 3 to 8. So if you have kids or grandkids, I think they'll really enjoy it.
So like, you've been working with Nickelodeon for 20 years. Like, you've seen the evolution of cartoons. Mm-hmm. What can you say on that? I remember when I used to watch when I was a kid, like years back, Flintstones, Jetsons. Dude, I used to watch He-Man, you know, G.I. Joe. Yeah. Like, masculinity was strong.
I thought you starred in He-Man. I thought you were the lead actor.
I'm just saying, like, that's what I grew up watching. He-Man, G.I. Joe. It seems to me like masculinity is just void and gone out of all cartoons. Mm-hmm. What's the deal with that? Can you speak on that a little bit? Because I think my audience would want to know, like, what happened to it? Like, it's gone. Like, there used to be.
Well, like I said, I can only speak to my own cartoon. And my goal every time I did a cartoon was to make it funny. And you know, the other stuff you're talking about, like the action shows and things like that. I did have an action show. It was called Danny Phantom, and it was about a kid who had ghost powers, and he could go through walls and disappear and fly. And he was always the light coming into the darkness. And so I think whether you have an action show or a funny show or whatever it is, if a network gives you a chance to make a show, it all kind of comes down to what you want to say in that show. It all comes down to good storytelling, you know. And I think whether you make an action show, like I look at the Rocky movies, you know, there's been a bunch of boxing movies out there, but none like Rocky. Like, Rocky's got this amazing character where you want to watch Rocky. You watch Rocky in anything. You Rocky Balboa. That's why Stallone is so successful, because you watch him in anything. So if you can create a great character out of a tough guy or even a weak guy or whatever, you'll have an audience no matter what.
So this is your own, it's a network, the Garden cartoon?
No, it's just a cartoon right now.
It's just the cartoon, but this is your baby.
Well, it's my baby, yeah, 100% done by me. We're funding the whole thing. We have 40 episodes, we're making 4-0. And we have a Garden Cartoon app. You can see all of our episodes on the Garden Cartoon app. It's on the App Store. It's on Google Play. And we're going to be released this summer on a pretty big distributor. And we'll be in over 50 million homes in the next 18 months. And we're very, very excited.
I've never heard of a Christian cartoon, like, ever. So this is like a great alternative for people.
Well, here's what I think. I mean, that's my goal. You haven't heard of a lot of Christian cartoons. There's a ton of them out there. You just don't hear about them a lot because for some reason they aren't either funded well or they're not advertised properly. I don't know what, you know, sometimes they are advertised properly. Like VeggieTales is really the only one I can name that a lot of people that they know it. But there's some great quality out there, but we just got to make sure people know about it even more.
So are you going to be going on Christian networks? I mean, is this where it would play on like a Saturday morning or like, you know, what I'm saying? Because this is like, I wouldn't even know where to find a Christian cartoon.
Well, that's where I come in. My job is to not only make it, but to advertise it. And, you know, traditional means right now in Hollywood, like a lot of the big players in Hollywood won't make a Christian cartoon, but I can make one and I can get it out there. Now, it's a lot of extra work, and that's fine. Because listen, you know, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:6, I believe. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so if I can do all things, that means I can get this out to whoever it's going to be out to. It's just going to take me a little extra time. That's all.
So like, you do anything Christian in the Hollywood industry and you get blackballed. I mean, are you facing any backlash for what you're doing, creating Christian cartoons?
I'm going to answer that real quick. I got the scripture wrong. Philippians 4:6. It says, be anxious for nothing. I got the wrong scripture. But the Bible does say you can do all things through Christ. Am I getting blackballed? No, I'm not facing any real backlash at all right now. I'm just out there. I would say if there's any sort of a pushback, it's only because it's harder to get the show out there simply because I'm not tied into a larger network right now.
So you and your wife, both of you are pastors. Do I have that right?
You do. Yeah. My wife, Julianne, who I love tremendously. She's my wife. We've been married 32 years. And we are pastors now. We got ordained as pastors about a year ago because we've been running a Bible study for 10 years, and we've had just a lot of ministry in our lives for 10 years. I've been saved for 24 years. I got born again 24 years ago, but we started teaching and ministering. And a friend of mine said, who is a pastor? He goes, you know, you're a pastor. I said, I'm not a pastor. He goes, I'm going to ordain you. You're a pastor. So I got ordained about a year ago, and we have a church in Woodland Hills, California called New Branch Family Fellowship.
You have your own church.
My own church, yeah. And you're going to love this. It happened out here in California. A lot of the churches shut down. And so we really couldn't do church in a building. So we really...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I felt impressed to go to a local park out here, and we set up church in a park every Sunday out under the trees, lawn chairs, the whole thing, and we actually minister outdoors.
That's incredible. I mean, I need to start going to church more. That's for damn sure. Where do you see this? Where do you see this headed with cartoons now? It just seems. I have to keep bringing this up because I've noticed a significant change in cartoons. It's almost like they're a lot more brightly colored. They're a little different than what I grew up watching. Like I said, they seem more like gender neutral, androgynous type of thing. Am I right in saying that?
There's a lot of cartoons out there now that I think it's interesting. Individual creators like me will have sometimes a really strong vision of what they want to do. And sometimes a network will have sort of a, I guess, a cookie cutter version of what they want to do. And so you can tell the difference if it's made by an individual creator or if it's made by like a network. Sometimes there is a similarity with things. You know, all the guys I came up with, you can definitely tell who made what show. This guy made this show. This girl made that show. You see their vision behind it. You know, like Walt Disney, you can see a style. But sometimes, yeah, there's a little bit of a similarity these days with things. But, you know,
I mean, why wouldn't you come up with like a He-Man type cartoon? Like, why isn't that coming out again? You know what I mean?
I've got some. Absolutely. Back in the day, I had some. But, you know, when I worked at Nickelodeon, sometimes you'd pitch them different shows. And sometimes they would buy a superhero show and sometimes they wouldn't. It depends on what they had. Like Nickelodeon had a bunch of superhero shows. They had Avatar, The Last Airbender. They had Danny Phantom. They had Ninja Turtles. I'm a huge superhero fan, gigantic. And I have tons of superhero ideas. It's just that right now I'm probably going to make those on my own because when you pitch it to a network, they end up...
They don't want it.
Well, either that or they'll own the rights to it. And so you'll pitch it to them. And then when they pay for it, that's just the way it works. If they're taking the risk, they own the rights. And my goal is to, you know, now keep as much of the rights to things as I possibly can.
You know, I look at all these movies that are coming out and superhero movies are just off the charts right now. So, like, why wouldn't they make cartoons of this? You know what I mean? Like, they're doing so well in the movies.
No, I know they are. But like, you know, I think Disney Plus just released X-Men 97. It's based on the 1997 version of the X-Men cartoon. And they made a new version of it. So that's out, which is cool. There's a bunch of Spider-Man cartoons right now that are out.
I'm missing all of this. You know, I need to start watching cartoons again.
Probably got to start. You probably because you're growing up now. But I'm like, look, man, I love cartoons, and I find myself going back to the old classics too, because it's what I grew up with. You know, I love, I love, you know, Spider-Man. I love, like you said, the Flintstones, Bugs Bunny. I love all that old stuff. And
so I watch Dungeons and Dragons. Do you remember that one, Dungeons and Dragons?
I do. But now I'm older than you, so that one was a little after my time. But I watched like you know a lot of anime growing up, Speed Racer. Stuff like that. So I really love those kinds.
What kind of did you watch Scooby-Doo and all that? That was in your time.
Oh, yeah. Scooby-Doo came out in 1969 when I was four. I was born in 1965. So, yeah, Scooby-Doo's been out since I've been alive pretty much. It's been my whole life. That spans so, so long. So if we make the Nino Rodriguez cartoon, we make you as a podcast guy during the day, and at night you fight crime. That's what we do. You know,
sounds good.
You don't even look any different. You don't need a costume. You're so big and strong. Everyone's just afraid of you. And then you just fight crime as you.
So let me ask you this. How did you find out this is something you wanted to even do? Like what led to this? Were you doodling in school and just figured out like, man, I'm a good artist. I love cartoons. I mean, were you into comic books? Like, how did this take off for you?
Good question. I grew up in Michigan. So I grew up, this before the internet, this is 1970s when I grew up. So no internet, no nothing. So I really did get a lot of inspiration from TV cartoons, from movies like Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then I read a ton of comic books. And I was like, man, I want to do this. And I love to draw. I was pretty good. I wasn't the best artist in the world. I guess you'd say I was probably the best in my town. But even then, there were probably better people than me. But I had one thing called gumption, I guess you'd call it. I was very brassy as a kid. I'm like, I can do this. I was pretty confident. And I'm like, I want to go to California and go to this art school called Cal Arts, and because it's run by Disney. And I went out there and came out to California. I live in California now still. And I went to this school called Cal Arts where they taught animation, and I learned it. And then once I was there, I made a lot of connections with the people in the school, and then we'd go out into the industry. We'd meet each other once in a while. We'd all get different jobs and different things. And most of the guys I went to school with are now running the industry, all the Disney guys, Pixar guys, all those guys. So, but it's really one of those things. I want to encourage everybody out there. Your dream is not going to knock on the door and just say, come on, I'm ready. You need to get out there and make your dream happen. You know, a farmer plants a seed and doesn't just sit back and go, well, I can't wait till everything's harvested and in the supermarket. No, you got to get out there and you got to tend to it. You got to water it. You got to keep the bugs off it. You got to make sure it's out there. Your dream needs to be tended to. Your goal needs to be tended to and needs to be focused on. And you, as the planter, as the one who plants the seed, you got to make sure that seed grows and thrives, because that's your responsibility. God will give you the seed, but until you plant that seed, nothing's going to grow. Many of us get an opportunity. Wow. I always say opportunities are like comets, C-O-M-E-T-S, comets. They're really cool and they're beautiful, but they don't come around very often. And they might not come around for a very long time. So don't be afraid of seizing that opportunity. Even if
you have to recognize the opportunity, you have to recognize it and have the tenacity.
Absolutely right. And if you are not paying attention, or if you're afraid of it, a lot of us are very afraid. You know, and I get it, because I was afraid and I still have fears about things. Everybody does, right? But I mean, as long as you're afraid, you're never going to take hold of what God has in store for you. And the only way you're going to grow is if you take that chance. You know, God, he has this plan for your life, but he's only going to show you the plan one step at a time. If he showed you the whole thing at once, it would scare you. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do all this. You know, but one step at a time you can do. God's a gentleman. God will ease you into your dream as long as you're willing to say yes.
You got to have a good work ethic as well. I mean, even movie stars have to go to auditions. You know, this is just, a boxer. Exactly. When I was getting ready to fight every championship fight, I had to train my ass off to fight. So, I mean, this is something that you've got to have that work ethic.
You just didn't walk into a gym one day, day one, and become this champion. There was a lot of work. There was a lot of mental work you had to do as well, probably more mental work than physical work. I think the physical work you could have handled. It's that mental work. It's like, can I do this? It's the sacrifice. And by the way, if nobody thinks being a fighter takes sacrifice, they're sincerely wrong. And I didn't fight in a boxing ring, but I fought in the Hollywood ring trying to get a show on the air. And that's, in a way, that takes a lot of mental acuity as well, you know. By the way, the scripture I mentioned earlier, I can do all things through Christ, it is in the book of Philippians. It's Philippians 4:13. I was a couple of scriptures off. I want to make sure people know that.
So let's talk about, you know, the making of a cartoon, like how the sausage is made. Everyone wants to know how the sausage is made, right? So what goes into making a cartoon, man? Like, you know, I remember I used to like draw on a notebook and then flip the pages to make it move. You know, they would like, it would move. It was awesome.
You're a genius.
I made a cartoon.
Exactly. Well, that's how the cartoon is made. But it depends.
Is it on a computer now? I'm just curious. Is it done? Do you draw on paper, or is everything through the computer?
I can do both. I mean, right now I still have a pencil. I still have a sketch pad. I write with paper. I draw on a sketch pad every day. But I also have an iPad. I draw on my iPad digitally. Animation is done digitally now because it's a lot faster and easier and cheaper. And
can you explain that to me? Because when I think of cartoons, I think of an artist drawing the cartoons and then moving the paper. What do you mean you're done digitally? You sort of move the keyboard stroke? Like, how do you do this?
Well, for example, like if you're going to write a letter to somebody, right? You write an email now, right? You go on your computer, write an email. Right. You wouldn't sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and write a letter. You could do it and put it in an envelope. It would take a lot longer to get there, but an email gets there in a second and a half, right? So that's what I'm talking about. It's like if I want to draw something and get it to someone right away, I'll go on my iPad because it's a lot, you know, faster. And by the way, if I'm using my Procreate art program, the colors never run out. I have an endless amount of colors. My red never runs out. It's always there. But if I'm drawing for real with markers, like my marker will run out of ink. I got to buy a new marker. I got to buy a new pen. I got a pen right here. You know, this pen, I got to buy a new one. So, but digital does save you in some areas. And if you want, and by the way, cartoons now, before you were talking about the thousands of pages of paper you'd have to use. Right now you do it in a couple of different animation programs. You're still doing dozens of drawings, but now they're in the computer. You're doing it on your iPad. So instead of flipping physically, you'd flip like this, you'd slide them, or the program you hit play and it would just play it for you, play it back. So it's like anything else that's come down the way now with the digital technology.
So like when I'm watching like the cartoons I watch, like South Park or something like that, all right, I'm just saying. So like when I watch a cartoon like that, it seems like they have, you know, like I'm like, how do these guys make so many damn cartoons? And they're all just so extremely funny. But how long does it take to make one cartoon? What's the length of time it takes to fit from start to finish?
The example you used with South Park, they make those extremely fast because you see the style of their show. It's like little cardboard cutouts. Those are done extremely fast. I don't have any hard numbers, so I'm going to get this wrong. But I think they would make their cartoon. Now this is just them. They make it like in only a matter of days because they're so focused on the script. They spend all their time working on the script. With Fairly Odd Parents, my other show that I would do, this show right here, Fairly Odd Parents, when I would make this show, we'd write the script and then we'd make the cartoon and we'd do it traditional, digitally, but hand-drawn. It'd take about 10 months to make one episode.
And one episode, 10 months.
10 months, yeah. But at the same time, we're making one right after the other. Like I'd write a script for one, and as that's moving into recording and design, I'd start another script. And so it all kind of moves on a conveyor belt. And so by the time you get one done, then you get another one done. So after five or six months, you got like five or six in the can, you're getting done. So
dude, I have a hard time doing like 2 to 3 podcasts a day. You were probably busy like 24/7.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, like I said, I didn't go to the boxing ring, but I was in my office working on cartoons. Like someone's got to design all this. Someone's got to come up with these designs. Someone's got to make a move. And by the way, the hardest part is the story. It's telling a story. That's extremely, extremely hard to do. If you can create a fabulous story, you can really keep the audience engaged. I always look at the show The Office. You ever watch The Office?
Yeah, I love it.
Love that show. But see, The Office takes place in the most mundane, boring environment of all time. It's an office. But the characters are so funny, you'll follow those characters anywhere. So if you can create a great character, you can really just keep making the show forever.
So you do the art and you do voiceovers too, correct?
Yeah, I do a little voiceover. I hire voice actors to do these characters here. I had other actors do them. But I do some voices myself. I did the art. I had a whole team of amazing artists that helped me do the art. I mean, a cartoon takes at least 50 to 100 people to make. It's pretty intense. Even this cartoon as well. We have about a staff.
Well, I'm impressed. I'm really impressed. This is the Garden Cartoon, folks, right here. And Butch Hartman, man, what a pleasure. Pastor Butch Hartman. So basically they just go to the site, they sign up here, right?
Gardencartoon.com. Go there. You can sign up to get our emails. We do two emails a month and keep you up to date what we're doing. You can donate. You can just enjoy the cartoon, find out where we're going to be next. We do live shows too. We come to your school, your church live. We have characters we bring with us, and I draw for the kids. It is a blast. And I think people can now have a good time and learn about who Jesus Christ is at the same time.
Well, this is amazing, man. More power to you, brother. I really love people like you doing such great things. Butch Hartman, everybody. Pastor Butch Hartman. Thank you so much for joining me, man. I'd love to have you back on. So
let's talk some people. I love to, man. I'd love to be on again.
Yeah, we did this totally. This is like as G-rated as you get on my channel, by the way. This is G-rated.
You did. By the way, look, you can do it like anything else.
Yeah, it was hard. I messed up. Folks, we tried to do it the first time. I messed up, but I never mess up. I never mess up on a podcast, and I messed up with Butcher. It was just so unbelievable. It was so G-rated. I didn't even know what to do with it. So,
bro, you did it. This is your first family-friendly podcast. Congratulations. I'm glad I was here.
I don't know what to do with myself. Hey, Butch, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming on. You're welcome anytime, brother. Anytime.
Hey, man, it's my honor, Nino, and nice to meet you, and all the best to your audience. God loves you guys. Like I said in my YouTube channel, art gives you power. Use it wisely. So there you go.
Beautiful. God bless.